I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on April 27th, 2020. The Kronos Group is going back to the future with version 3.0 of its Open Computing Language specification. While version 2 of the OpenCL specification was introduced in 2013, industry adoption since then has been patchy, to say the least. The Kronos Group announced a radical change for the platform today, with the core of its new provisional specification being based on the earlier 1.2 version, which was introduced back in 2011. The group is making all of the features introduced since then completely optional and, unsurprisingly, is claiming that version 3 will be fully backwards compatible with the much older specification. While one of the most notable features of the now-abandoned earlier specification was the introduction of OpenCL's C++ kernel language, the Kronos Group has been keen to stress that development of its replacement under the wings of the Clang project will be unaffected by the changes announced today. Two recent surveys have shown a lot of developer love for both Golang and Rust, but also flagged up obstacles for their broader adoption. The most common complaints from Golang users were to do with the language implementation itself, with its lack of support for generics and relatively new module system proving particularly frustrating for many. While far fewer developers seem to be using Rust than Golang in paying jobs, they do appear largely happy with the core state of their language, but remain dissatisfied by the library coverage on offer. They are also concerned that a lack of tutorial materials and documentation makes life harder for new developers coming to the language, which perhaps makes it all the more surprising that the project decided to disband its documentation team last month. The last few days have seen some major changes for two well-known Linux distributions. The team behind Intel's Clear Linux has decided to focus on server and cloud use cases for the distribution and will be removing its customizations and reverting to a stock GNOME experience for desktop users. Meanwhile, the Void Linux community has been suffering another period of uncertainty as its original founder has once again walked away from the project. It caused huge issues for the distribution when he did the same thing several years ago, as other Void contributors didn't have control over key project resources. However, the project learned from that experience, and the loss shouldn't have such a major impact this time. It's unclear what the intentions of the founder are, but since leaving Void, he has re-released the code of his XBPS package manager under a three-clause BSD license, giving him more control over how others can use its name for promotional purposes. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/149. We'll be back on Wednesday.